Mr. Chair, I deliver this statement on behalf of CITSE, CCFD Terre Solidaire, Miserio, KIOO, DKA, Fastenopfer, Foxiv, Brodelec-Delen, Entrée des Fraternités, KFOD, Troker, Commission Justice et Paix Belgium, Alboan, and Merrick Knoll. We welcome the fact that Article 10 gives essential clarification regarding the statute of limitation on human rights violations that do not constitute grave human rights abuses. Yet, this article still lacks clear indications of how long such a period should be. Especially, this article does not contain any specification when the victim is a child. This should be addressed in an additional article. This would be Article 10.2 bis and should be written as follows. In the case of child victims, state parties shall take all legislative or other measures necessary to ensure that statutory or other limitations will not deprive them from their right to access justice, remedy, and reparation. The article should also clarify that statutes of limitation do not apply to crimes against humanity. Based on this, Article 10.2 of the LBI should add the following sentence at the end. State parties shall ensure that the responsibilities resulting from the commission of crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of genocide will never be subject to statutes of limitation. Finally, the reference to legal proceedings could be clarified in the sense that it refers clearly to civil, criminal, and administrative proceedings. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.